Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 258 of Heroes Unlimited. We are still in the Major Super Abilities section, discussing Control Elemental Forces powers. This is a family of powers that are all about controlling the four classical elements. And just like yesterday, we're going to be discussing Control Elemental Force Earth. Now, last time I was a little bit hard on Control Elemental Force Earth. I gave you what really was a much-needed warning about the surprisingly fragile stone walls you can create with this power. But if I'm being completely honest, this power is not bad. In fact, it gets a lot of things right that have been done poorly elsewhere in the game. For example, you have the ability to create like chasms in the earth and drop things in them. And if you want, you can then close the earth back up to crush whatever fell in. This does a high, but not outrageous amount of damage, suitably apocalyptic for the earth swallowing you up, but doesn't totally blow out the scale of this superhero game, which is appropriate. And the damage even depends upon how dense the object is. So solid objects, it's not so effective. Large, quote, crunchable objects take extra damage. So if you drop a car down a chasm, it's going to be taking probably 180 damage from getting crushed down there because it's all full of empty space to be compressed down. All very thoughtful, very reasonable. Similarly, you can do a sand or dust storm. This blinds you and, surprise, surprise, being blinded actually inflicts the normal blinding condition on you. It gives you -8 to stuff. Sometimes when this game blinds you, it just chooses numbers at random to apply to you, as though there are different kinds of blindness in this game. This one, perfectly standard, perfectly consistent, and there's a little note that if you open your mouth in a sandstorm, you'll start to cough and choke, but they don't feel the need to provide rules for that. You just cough and choke. The GM can figure it out, and appropriately so. I mean, even in Case in Earth, where you, quote, cause earth or stone to rise from the ground and engulf an object, vehicle, or living creature. This is very much like the Encase in Ice ability that we saw back in Alter Physical Structure Ice, except this one actually works. Very logical, very sensible, very coherent. This is not a power that went out of its way to achieve dumbness, is my point. But some pages have dumbness thrust upon them. And so it is for one of the most powerful and certainly the scariest of the powers involved in Control Elemental Force Earth, Quicksand. This is only a little bit the author's fault, because he grew up at a time when popular culture was dominated by Quicksand. It's not as true anymore, but it used to be. Every comic book, every movie, every television show, two things you can be sure of in like the mid-20th century. Number one, normative heterosexual love. Number two, somebody's going to get stuck in quicksand. I mean, I was not alive at the time, but my sense of it from reruns and from reading up on it, believe it or not, is that you could sit down in 1966 and flip from channel to channel on your television, and it's going to be Lassie saving someone from quicksand, Flipper saving someone from quicksand, some random jungle movie, somebody's sinking in the quicksand, quicksand on every channel, evening news, everybody gather around. It's Cronkite. I love him. He's so credible. Is he getting shorter? No, he's sinking into quicksand. By contractual obligation, every form of media must involve quicksand, and not real-life quicksand. Not like in real life where the ground starts to give way, you start to sink, and it's going to give you a real fright. You'll only sink down to about your chest, because that's how human buoyancy works. And assuming you're anywhere near civilization, you're going to be fine. Somebody's going to pull you out of the quicksand. The only danger is, like, if you're out on your own, you might maybe die of exposure. I'm not talking about that kind of quicksand. I'm talking about killer quicksand. I'm talking about the earth has a mouth and it hungers for your bones quicksand, is the kind that we saw in popular fiction in the mid-20th century. And that is what's presented in Heroes Unlimited. It's dumb, but it has inherited being dumb from popular culture. But the good news is, it's at your fingertips if you've got this power. The immense power of quicksand is yours, and I gotta tell you, it is frightening. So here's what happens. You pick a spot on the ground made of stone or dirt or whatever, can be right under your opponent if you want, or you can leave it as a trap. You can make the pit up to 12 feet in diameter, and it can be 8 feet deep plus 2 feet per level of experience. Anything up to that depth is available to you. Anybody who gets caught in this quicksand pit is going to sink at a rate of 2 feet per melee round. That is 15 seconds, my friends. And if you struggle or do anything strenuous, it doubles to 4 feet per 15 seconds. That is crazy fast. You've got no chance to react. You misstep Or, you know, you step on the quicksand pit cleverly concealed under a rug or strewn with papers or whatever. You immediately get your foot caught, can't get free, and you're like, oh, let me just pull free of whatever this is on the floor. Within one round, you're up to your shoulders. Next round, you're underground. You are subterranean, choking on sand, struggling for light and air. All in less than 30 seconds. As soon as you're trapped in the quicksand, you are -5 to strike, to parry, to dodge. You lose half your attacks per melee, so you even if you can think of a way to get out, you've got very few chances to attempt it because you're taking half your normal number of actions. And of course, attempting to do anything increases the rate that you sink. So let's say you've got 6 attacks per melee and you spend one of them running around in the woods and then you get stuck in the quicksand. You immediately lose half your remaining actions, so you've got 2 left. If you use them for anything, you will be up to your chest with certainly your legs and torso, probably your hands and arms, stuck helplessly in the quicksand. On that second round, you have 3 actions to somehow extricate yourself, and 1 or 2 of those actions will take place while you are already stuck in the quicksand over your head. It's just that fast. The earth is not fucking around eating you, man. The earth is taking you like a jello shot. And if you're right in the middle of this quicksand, like if it was created under you, I don't see how you're getting out. You have no ability to get yourself out unless you're right at the edge. Trying to only makes it go faster. All your bonuses are for shit while you're stuck in there. And you would need help from someone else to get out, but you're 6 feet from the edge if you're in the middle of this pit. And even then, it says it's probably going to take a couple of whole rounds, like 30 full seconds, to get you out if somebody else with solid footing is helping pull you out. The earth is holding on to you. And don't think that like your caution is going to deny the earth its meal. Like in real life, in nature, yes, you would be careful and you would not have much to fear from quicksand. This is not that. This is like a horror movie starring the earth. You're walking along, once again, through the brush. You don't know that somebody's laid this trap for you. You step foot in the quicksand. Here's what happens. Quote, typically, one falls in and slides 1d6 feet away from the edge. So once your feet touch the quicksand, it's not like, oh, my foot sank. I stepped in the wrong place. Let me assess the situation. It's like your foot touches the quicksand and you are hurled 1d6 feet deep into the maw of this unholy sarlacc of a quicksand pit. And it says here, you may, emphasis on the italics there, you may be able to free yourself if you're near the edge. But if you're 2 feet away from the edge, I don't see how. So you've got maybe a 1 in 6 chance that if you just barely step in and then are sucked into the pit, that maybe you'll be able to reach the side enough to hang on, to laboriously pull yourself out. And if not, the attempt to reach, like by the time you get to act again, you're almost gone. Think of stepping in mud so treacherous that it sucks you in 6 feet when you lay foot on it. It's a nightmare. This is a nightmare. And almost certainly within 30 seconds, you're at the bottom of the pit, which is by default 8 feet deep, which means you're now suffocating. Trapped by this magical substance that you sink in like a liquid, but it turns solid around you so you can't move your limbs, and it floods into your mouth and nose, and you can't breathe. And there's no light, and you'll die struggling after about 3 minutes. This is some Hellraiser shit. And, you know, the super being who created this has plenty of time to wait for you to suffocate because they can maintain this thing for 3 minutes per level of experience. So anyone past first level has got plenty of time to let you suffocate down there. And even at first level, if they just create it directly under you so you have no chance to react, they can trap you without air for 2.5 minutes, let's say, which may have consequences. Like, I'm not a doctor, but some amateur medical advice, don't put your head in a bucket of sand for 2.5 minutes. Now, of course, this whole last part is assuming that the super being wants to suffocate you. If they want to, they can make a shorter pit so that you have an equally horrifying slide and fall and are trapped immobile. But then, like after, you know, 30 seconds or whatever, your feet touch bottom and you're just stuck with only your head above the surface of the quicksand, at which point they can, I don't know, throw little rocks at your head, say nasty things to you, put gross things in the quicksand and watch them slide down toward you, whatever they want to do to you. There's nothing you can do. Against the power of quicksand, forget about it. This is A Nightmare on Elm Street. You are a young Johnny Depp, and you are fucked. One final note of horror comedy to round out this horror. When the duration of the quicksand elapses, the pit vanishes, and anyone or thing that was in the pit just appears on the surface of the ground, as though you've been, like, clipping under the ground, and then the physics engine finally caught up with you. You just, boop, suddenly appear on the surface, like you've been laying there the whole time, which, if you think about it, makes quicksand the perfect murder weapon. Sure, it's obvious that the victim struggled, but there's going to be no marks on the attacker. There's going to be no sign of a disturbance in the immediate area. The cause of death is going to be super confusing with suffocation, but no signs of force being used, and the victim effectively drowned, but there's no substance in the lungs. So if you want to be a murderer, well, a co-murderer with the Hungry Earth, kind of a Bonnie and Clyde situation, all you've got to do is lie in wait and wait for someone to walk out on dirt or stone or something. So probably you'll hide out front of their house. And then when they're going to work in the morning, when they walk over their lawn or out onto their sidewalk in the wee hours, you hit them with a 12-foot ring of voracious quicksand. They sink down into it within 30 seconds, suffocate. Then you dispel the pit. They appear dead on the ground. No one's the wiser. And you get the joy of it's going to be in the papers that people are getting killed. But nobody's going to know exactly how. Some people, you know, maybe they style themselves amateur investigators. They think they can take you and by extension the Hungry Earth down. Well, guess what? They get an anonymous tip. Meet me at the park at 1 a.m. They walk out to meet you by the swings, over the grass while the sprinklers are conveniently running to drown out their screams. They check their phone, looking at the time. Where is that guy? He said he'd be here. All of a sudden, a false step. What's this? Gum? No, motherfucker, quicksand. And then you get to watch the look on their face as they think, oh, quicksand. And then they die. I'm not into serial killing, but these are free ideas for you to use. So anyway, the dumbest thing on this page, the over-the-top deadliness of quicksand, which, again, I repeat, you basically can't drown in real life. But this is the movie version, and it is a fucking beast. Don't mess with the Hungry Earth. Join me next time as we move on to the next Control Elemental Force Power on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.